Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shaletta is here. Glad to have her here. As always, you have a respectful question or comment for Shaletta. You can always send us a text. 651-461-9226. I want to start by promoting the Saturday show here at the beginning. We often get to it at the end, but sometimes we get caught up with other things and don't give you enough time. I know I'm not on it. I've not received a phone call. I've not received a phone call for the Vikings head coaching position, general manager position. I've also, as of now, I've not received a phone call for a Saturday appearance. Who have you called? Who's on tomorrow?
Nobody you know, probably. Yeah.
Don't want to. Well, there's a lot of people I don't know who I end up listening to and
enjoying, by the way. You end up listening to and enjoying them on the show, by the way.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
You want to give us a name or two? Or is it possible you have not scheduled anyone yet and you're just tap dancing right now?
I'm not Adam Carter doing the weather. I'm not. I know what's going on my own damn show. He's like, yeah, it might snow, it might not snow. Ride along with me. I'm like, we are depending on you, okay? Do I need to go get some ice, ice melt? Do I need to go get gas for the snow thrower? I mean, really?
Wait, you're depending upon Adam Carter? Whoa! That is a statement that needs a little review from you. Yes, this is the second straight forecast where Adam has been. Wow, look at this. Look what we're finding out.
This is amazing. Wow. I'm like, can you get Paul Douglas as a mentor or something so he can help you? Good Lord.
Yes.
Oh, but I have a great show coming up. So I don't know if you heard, but Toni Carter is not seeking re-election. She's a county commissioner for Ramsey County District 4.
I did see that. I saw your tweet about it, and I saw the story about it.
Yeah. So we're going to talk to her about how she came to this decision, because she and her family, this is a legacy. This is generational. They have been in public service all their lives. Her son is the mayor of St. Paul. Several members of her family, you know, are in public service in one way or another. And she has just been a real leader in the Rondo community and throughout the state, encouraging and mentoring so many other African-American female politicians. Behind the scenes, there's a lot of work that she's done for these women that a lot of people don't know about. And so she's going to come on and talk about why she made this decision and what she's going to do now, because this is all she's ever done all her life is public service. So I need to figure out what's next for her. So she's going to be on, and we're going to chat for a little bit. So that's going to be a great conversation.
Good. Okay, so 11 to 2 tomorrow. This is our first chance to talk since last Sunday with Andrew Zimmer, your family, featured on national television, Magnolia Network, right? How did you feel about it? How did you feel about the feedback? What stood out to you seeing the entire family?
You know, it made me so proud of my children. Did you think they did such a great job?
They were awesome.
They weren't
were
freaked out by the cameras, and they were just doing their thing, and they were able to focus in their therapy because, you know, we don't, you know, you got a child with special needs. You just don't miss therapy. I don't care what happens. Mm-hmm. Even when we take the RV and we go to Houston, we still have therapy. We don't miss because we want the kids to continue to make progress. And so even though Andrew Zimmerman was here, we still had therapy. And so he was just so impressed by how hard the kids worked, how they weren't distracted. And they just did a good job. And I think they really showed the love that we have in our house. It made me sad because Papa B was in it, you know, and he just passed away a couple of months ago. And to see him sitting there at the head of the table with the kids and them loving on him and kissing on him and him enjoying, you know, something to eat. And he's got his Mardi Gras beads on and he's doing the second line with us. It really made me miss him a lot.
I think it also showed, too, what a good relationship, you know, and I know this was shot when you or Sean were together, but you still have such a good, friendly relationship, even though you went separate ways in your marriage. And I think that's just a testament to both of you in taking care and raising your kids.
And you know, I'm doing what I can. You know, it ain't no playbook or no rule book for this thing called life. You know, and the best you can do is the best you can do. And I know that, you know, there's so much love still there between us. And you know, like I was telling somebody, I'm married and divorced my best friend. You know, we still talk. I still give him grief. You know, he's got a honey-do list of stuff to do when he comes here in a couple of weeks to visit us. And so it's just a lot of love there. And I just want people to see that and know that, you know, it doesn't have to be damning and demeaning and bitter. You know, when two people decide, you know, we're going to do something different with our lives and we're not going to be together anymore, we can still love and support each other. We can still, you know, be there for one another. I still want to be his biggest cheerleader and his biggest fan. And he still got to dress me and feed me and get over here and fix these outlets and stuff that's broken because, you know, that's just life.
Yes, it is. I can tell because you're at home that you're also watching the kids. Let's pause right now. You can address what's going on at home because I want to talk about something about working at home, something I am wrestling with, and see how you're dealing with that same battle yourself. Our great friend Shaletta is here again. Her show tomorrow, The Shaletta Show, 11 to 2, right here on WCCO. Meatloaf passes away today. We're playing tunes from Meatloaf all show long. Shaletta is with us. I want to read this text. Shaletta is a saint and wonderful lady. She sent me a carbon monoxide detector for free over a year ago when I was down and out of a job due to COVID. I will never forget her love and kindness. That was initially. That doesn't count recently. When you organize carbon monoxide detectors, because you're so touched by these terrible stories.
Yeah, when my five family members died in one night, I was like, I don't want anybody else to go through this. Seeing those five caskets at the front of the church when all it took was a $30 detector to be in the home to wake them up, I was like, nope, we're going to do what we can. So First Alert has been kind enough to, whenever I ask them for detectors, ship me whatever I need. And so whenever there's a tragedy like the one in Moorhead where seven people died in one house, I just get to getting. Y'all know me. Ain't no 501c3, ain't no charity. I'm just a mama with a mouth on a mission. And I get out there and say, okay, who needs a detector? Just give me your address. No questions asked. I'll get it sent to you because – you know, you just can't put a price on somebody's life. And it's about getting those detectors out there for people who can't afford them. But for the people who can, it raises awareness because they could just go out and buy one. And most people don't even realize that they need them in their house.
Yes. I think that number probably would shock all of us. The number of people who, and you might shake your head about it and go ahead if you want to, who don't realize they need it, don't check the battery, don't have it. In places. We're about next week, or excuse me, the following week on February 2nd, we're about to have Let's Kick Hunger. And due to the greatness of our listeners and sponsors and the work we'll try to do on air, we'll try to address something regarding food to everybody, which is an issue we can resolve. It is infuriating because we have enough food. We just have to find the way to get the food to people. And people like Second Harvest Heartland, They are saints. Carbon monoxide detectors and saving people from these tragedies, Shaletti, it's the same thing. We just need to make sure people have them available to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, find a way to get them and make sure people are using them the right way.
Yeah, if people just go to my website, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, there's a button on there that says Get Help. And one says Autism Awareness. One says, I can't remember what it is, but one says carbon monoxide detectors. If you just click on that, it'll take you to a link where you can ask for one for free if you can't afford it. And then there's other information about where you can get it, and I even have a coupon to get a discount if you buy one at Menards. And so, you know, we just want to make it as available and easy as possible for folks. Because let me tell you, before my family members died, I had one in the basement, and it started beeping because the batteries were going dead. And you know what I did? I put the damn thing in the garage. I literally took it out of the house and put it in the garage because I didn't want to bother with putting the batteries in there. And when my relatives died, I was like, where's that thing? Go get that out of the garage and put some batteries in there. And then I put more on each level of the home because, you know, I just got more aware of how to keep our family safe. Because I had only one. It was in the basement. It ran out of batteries, and I just tossed it outside.
Thankfully, you have realized that is not the route to go.
No.
And we need to get plenty more people to do that. So due to the kindness of the folks, the Brain Wizards at the station, a lot of us have been working home during COVID here at the station. And many people across the globe. Not everybody's had that opportunity. So I realize I am very fortunate. And I appreciate that. I can give you one detriment, though. Okay, I'm in what used to be my office is now basically Quentin's office. I can look out right now from the office, and I see the kitchen. And what happens too often, as opposed to when I'm at the station, the kitchen has this thing called a refrigerator, and it has a pantry. When there's good stuff in there to nibble on and eat, and I keep doing that, I almost feel like I need to put up, maybe I need to put on one of those collars that dogs have on when you're training them to not leave the yard, that when I have my lunch and until I have my dinner, I'm not going to go in there and nibble because, wow, there's an Oreo cookie. There's a little bit of this. There's some Wheat Thins. There's some chicken in a basket. I mean, are you fighting that temptation also while you're at home?
You know what I did? A girlfriend of mine is getting married on June 6th. She sent that save the date, cute little picture of her and her fiance, Erica Young, down in Houston with the little ring on
it. What do you think about that when
so
you get those?
In the picture, right?
Do you like that when you get the save the date?
I'm an old lady. You know, I still send out like cards and letters and stuff, so I do. I like getting mail. I like pictures of people. That's a connection thing for me. So I'm kind of like a...
I want one time. I want the one time when the wedding's coming up. I don't need the preview of when the schedule is. Okay, just Dan, are you with me? I don't need the preview of the preview. Let me know when we're a couple months out, and then I'll see if it works. I don't need, hey, I'm about to tell you about something. We're getting closer. Just one time. Okay.
Because the wedding is in June, and I got that like last October. I got to save the date last October. So, yeah, that's a little too soon for you then. Huh?
That's absurdly too soon.
I mean, okay, so
hey,
I put
2026, we're going to get married, okay?
I put that picture on the fridge because I know I'm going to be in the wedding, right? And so every time I go to the fridge to, like, get some ice cream out at 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's really bad now because, you know, I'm divorced, and so instead of laying next to my husband, I'm laying next to Cape Cod Chips. So I put that picture, save the date, on the fridge so whenever I go to get a snack, I have to remember, I got to fit in this damn dress. I can't be eating this ice cream and these chips and these uncooked hot dog wieners all night long because I'm lonesome. I got to go get my big butt in the bed and lay down because I don't want to be the fat girl in the wedding, okay? Some people might like being the fat girl in the wedding. I don't want to be the fat girl in the wedding. So it is a motivation. It's okay to say fat. We need to just get back to saying fat. I'm not saying obese. I'm not saying big. I'm talking about me. I don't want to be the fat girl in the wedding. If you want to
be the
fat girl in the
wedding,
you're
not making any statements about anybody else. You're just talking about yourself.
I'm talking about me.
Before somebody gets mad.
Yeah, before somebody sends me, I don't want to be the big girl in the wedding. I don't want to. That's not who I want to be because she's got these cute little strapless dresses, and I want to look like hot, sexy girl. I want to have a hot girl summer, and I can't have a hot girl summer when I'm eating big girl foods. So I'm not going to eat the big girl foods because I'm going to keep that picture up, and I'm going to look at it, and I'm going to remind myself, just say no to the Cape Cod chips, to the Ben and Jerry's, and to the uncooked hot dogs in the middle of the night because you miss your husband. Don't do it, girl. You got to get in that dress. So that's the motivation for me.
Seems like a very crowded bed. It's like a setup there of a lot of different food.
I got ready to roll over the other night, and I was like, what is sticking me in the butt? It's like chip crumbs. It's just like chip crumbs all over the bed.
Well, I've said this. When I battle the insomnia, I do the same thing, to be honest. And it's funny, the few times I travel when it's not as easy to access it, I'm fine. But for some reason, when it's at my house, when I'm tossing and turning, I'm like, ooh, those pita chips are down there.
I know. And see, we at work, we at the planned meals. You know, we're on the air.
Yes.
We can't just, like, go walk over there and grab something to eat. You know, we had the time to eat. You know, we had some healthy options. You know, there were other people around us. We could go to lunch together. We could have snack, whatever. And now it's like we're at home all day with all this access to the food with nowhere to go, especially now when it's cold. And, oh, child, yeah. You know what? I'm in my closet right now looking at my clothes for some reason, and I can fit nothing in here. I have outgrown everything, and I've already gone up like two sizes. Like when the pandemic started, I was like a 10, and so I got to a 12. So I got rid of the 10s, bought the 12s. Then I became a 14, and so I bought some 14s. None of it fits. I have two pair of pants that could fit. That's it. Nothing else.
Well, you've declared this upcoming summer hot girl summer.
Hot girl summer.
So.
But
I cannot
eat big girl foods. I can't.
Oh man. If we somehow, Dan, could set up a segment, maybe when we have Shaletta on, maybe we need a separate segment. When you start dating, and maybe you are right now, I don't know. But when you start dating, if we can have the guy on after the date, I might just sponsor it myself because I just cannot wait.
This is sponsored
to
by
hear.
This segment on the Chad Hartman Show is sponsored by the Chad Hartman Show. Is that how that's going to go?
Yeah. Cook, I mean, how tempting would that be after the first date for these individuals? Maybe they've fallen totally in love with it, right? Maybe they have. But when they learn the criteria, there's got to be like a list. It's got to be like 10 pages. Yeah. You tell them what they're allowed to do, what they're allowed to say. I mean, it's applying
RFP.
For job is
going
to be
like,
easy.
It's like applying for a grant at the Otto Bremer Foundation. There's an RFP, and we have a Zoom meeting to talk about the application process. Before you fill out the application process, we have people that will help you fill out the application after the Zoom if you still don't understand some stuff. It's a 32-page document with bullet points, double-sided, single-spaced. It's not going to be easy.
Geez.
I feel bad for him. Y'all pray for him. I don't even know who he is, but keep him in prayer.
I will. All right. Love you. Be listening tomorrow, and thanks so much for coming on.
I love you guys.
Shaletta with us on Newstalk A3O WCCO. Carter in the mix after traffic and weather. Among our topics, a little TV talk. And also, what do we think about what Adam has reported a couple times so far? A group of restaurants suing Jacob Fry and saying, no, we are not okay with the vaccine and testing mandate. We'll flesh that out when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.